Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Tajweed 1. Book Recitation of the Holy Quran. Teacher Shaykh Maysam Sadiq. Lesson number 2.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are in the second class of our course on Tajweed, or the first level of Tajweed in the series of Quran recitation. In the last session, we pointed to some of the preliminary or introductory points about the Quran. We talked about the manners of the recitation of the Holy Quran, and then we started talking about the vowels. We said that there were two types of vowels, short vowels and long vowels, and then we said the difference between the short vowels and long vowels, and also, most importantly, we talked about the precise pronunciation of the vowels, especially kasra and dhamma. We said that the precise pronunciation of kasra is e, as we say in me, we, B, and so on and so forth, but short. And the precise pronunciation of Dhamma is U, as we have in you, as we have in who, and so on and so forth. So this is the precise pronunciation of Dhamma and Kasra. So Kasra is not E, Dhamma is not O, it is E and U. And we said that the long vowels are pronounced exactly like the short vowels. The only difference is the length. So the long vowels are twice the length of the short vowels. Now, continuing to the fourth section of the book, here we have reciting the Holy Quran. We know that one of the most famous verses in the Holy Quran is the verse that says, and many people know it, the verse, the Quran says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and recite the Quran with tartil. Now, what is tartil? And basically, in this section, we're going to talk a little bit about the different ways of reciting the Holy Quran, different styles or different methods of reciting the Quran. Here, basically, we're talking about the different ways of reciting the Quran speed-wise. When we recite the Holy Quran, speed-wise, our recitation would be divided into three types. So there are three types of recitation according to the speed that we take. The first one is tahqiq, and the second is tadweer, and the third is tahdir. So what is the tahqiq recitation? Tahqiq literally means to give the right, the haqq of the letters. It means to recite slowly and in a very slow manner. So that is reciting the Holy Quran with the slowest speed and more concentration. basically, when you recite slowly, you can pronounce the letters in a very perfect way, and you can also at the same time focus and concentrate on the meaning of the verses and also on the pronunciation of the letters. So this is called tahqiq. The recitations that we see here and there from the qaris, they are most, especially in the majlises, in the big gatherings, they are mostly in the tahqiq category. Like, for example, when we hear the recitation of Abdul Basit or the other qaris like Shahhat Muhammad Anwar and others, who are reciting the Quran very slowly, this is called qira'at al-tahqiq. Like, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So as you see, the speed is very low. So we are reciting the Quran very slowly, and maybe we can concentrate on the meaning of the verses. So this is called tahqiq. The second type, or the second category, is tadwir, which means reciting the Holy Quran with an average speed. So if we recite a little bit faster than tahqiq, but not very fast, not very quickly, in an average speed, then it will be called tadwir. Usually people nowadays refer to tadwir as tartil. I mean, what is famous among the people as tartil is the same category of tadwir. Speed-wise, the tartil that we know nowadays, speed-wise, it is the qira'ah of tadwir. So that is what we hear in the month of Ramadan, in which the whole Quran is recited from the beginning to the end. And the speed is not very fast, not very slow. Like, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It's an average speed. So this is called tadwir. The third type of qira'ah, speed-wise again, is tahdir. Tahdir means to recite the Holy Quran with speed. I mean, this is the fastest, or the fastest type of the qira'ah of the Qur'an, of the recitation of the Holy Qur'an, is called tahdir. As I told you in the last session, some of the people who have memorized the Holy Qur'an, or who are in the process of memorizing the Holy Qur'an, they need to review the verses that they have already memorized. And for them to review, they need to review quickly. They can't put so much time in reviewing, so they recite the Qur'an quickly. This is called tahdir. So the tahdir type, the third type of the qira'ah, which is tahdir, is mostly used by the people who memorize the Holy Qur'an. Or probably there are people who try to finish the whole Qur'an in the month of Ramadan many times, because most of the people try to finish the whole Qur'an once during the month of Ramadan, which is one juz' per day. Every day they recite one juz', they try to finish one juz', and by the end of the month of Ramadan, they finish the 30 juz', the 30 chapters, the 30 parts of the Holy Qur'an, and they finish the whole Qur'an once from the beginning to the end. But there are people who try to finish reciting the whole Quran during the month of Ramadan, not once, but more than that, maybe twice, three times, even more than that, 15 times, 10 times. And it has been narrated that our imams used to do that. They used to finish the whole Quran in the month of Ramadan many times, not only once. So if someone wants to do that also, to finish the whole Quran more than once during the month of Ramadan, so they also would need to recite the whole Quran with speed a little bit, which is tahdir. So these are the three types of the recitation of the Holy Quran, speed-wise, according to the speed. Now, we got tahqiq, tadweer, and tahdir. So let me recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in all these three types so that we can get the meaning more clearly. So starting with tahqiq and then tadweer and then tahdir. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is tahqiq. Then tadweer. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is tadweer. And then tahdir, which is the fastest. You can say it like Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So these are the three types according to the speed of our qira'ah. Now, there are other expressions that are used pertaining to the Holy Quran and the recitation of the Holy Quran. One of them, which is very famous and which is used a lot, is tartil. Tartil, what's the meaning of tartil? Tartil is the reciting the Holy Quran with an average speed, pronouncing the letters correctly one by one and applying the rules of tajweed with understanding and thinking about what is recited. Basically, the point in tajweed is, in tartil, is that tartil is the type of recitation of the Holy Quran which is not speedy. So it might be an average speed, or even it could be a slow speed. But the point, the additional point is, in addition to reciting it not in a speedy way, the person should concentrate on the meaning. So this is the factor that we have in the tartil. In the other parts, in the other categories that we mentioned, in tahqiq, tadweer, and tahdir, we are not concerned with the concentration on the meaning of the verses. The only criterion for this division is the speed, no matter if you concentrate on the meaning or not. But when we talk about tartil, it means to recite the Holy Quran in an average speed or in a slow manner, not speedy, not quickly. And the second factor in tartil is that someone should concentrate on the meaning, should reflect on the meaning of the verses. So this is called tartil. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Holy Quran. We recited the verse in the beginning of our session, in the beginning of this section of the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. If you want to recite the Quran, recite the Quran with tartil. With tartil means, do not recite very quickly first, and ponder on the meaning, reflect on the meaning of the verses of the Holy Quran, and An additional point here, which is basically there, even if we don't mention it, is that the intention of recitation must be seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For sure, the person who is reciting the Qur'an and reflects on the meaning of the verses, such a pure person will not have other intentions. The intention of such a person will be seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the end of section 4. Then section 5, what is tajweed? So far we have got familiar with some of the expressions in the tajweed, in the knowledge of tajweed. We talked about tahqiq, tadweer, and tahdeer, which are three types of the recitation of the Holy Quran speed-wise. Then we talked about tartil, which means we don't care about the... in other words, tartil means that the qira'ah, the recitation, should not be quickly and fast, first. And second, there should be this concentration on the meaning of the verses. So this was tartil. Then we have another expression, which is tajweed. And basically we have called this course the course of tajweed. Now, what is the meaning of tajweed? Literally, the meaning of tajweed is when we say jawwada, yujawwidu, means to make something nice, to make something beautiful and nice. And in the recitation of the Holy Quran, tajweed means reciting the Holy Quran as it was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. So there are rules related to the pronunciation of the letters and to the qualities of the letters and so on and so forth. So these are the rules of tajweed, which make the recitation beautiful and nice. So that's why we say this is tajweed. Tajweed means you can recite the Holy Quran like this. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Okay, this is one way of reciting it, not paying attention to the precise pronunciation of the vowels, short vowels, long vowels, not paying attention to the pronunciation of the letters, and not paying attention to the qualities of the letters and the rules of the letters. So this is not a beautiful way of reciting the Quran. Tajweed means to make the recitation beautiful, to learn the rules that let you make your recitation sound beautiful and sound nice. So this is basically the knowledge of tajweed. So tajweed studies, now what are the things that we are going to cover in the tajweed? Tajweed studies include the following points. The first one is to know the points of articulation of the letters, which is makharij al-huruf. So basically there are three areas in tajweed: makharij al-huruf, sifat al-huruf, and ahkam al-huruf. Makharij al-huruf, makharij is the plural form of makhraj, and makhraj means the point of articulation. So makharij al-huruf means the points of the articulation of the letters. We should recognize and identify the points from which various Arabic letters are pronounced. So this is makharij al-huruf, the first area, how to pronounce the letters properly, from the precise makhraj, or from the precise point of articulation. The second area is sifat al-huruf. Sifat al-huruf means that there are certain qualities for certain letters. Like different letters in Arabic have different qualities. some of them are heavy, some of them are thin and soft, and so on and so forth. So we need to know the qualities of the letters and the distinction between various letters. So this area is called Sifatul Huruf. Each individual letter has certain qualities that we need to observe them in order to be able to pronounce them properly. And then the last area, the third area of Tajweed, is Ahkam al-Huruf. Ahkam al-Huruf are the rules. Ahkam is the plural of Hukm, which means rule. So Ahkam al-Huruf means the rules of the letters. What are the rules of the letters? As we said in Sifat al-Huruf, there are certain qualities for the letters. Some letters are heavy, some letters are thin and soft, and so on and so forth. But these qualities are the natural qualities of the letters themselves, separately. But there are qualities, there are certain qualities for certain letters that we need to observe them when they are combined with other letters. So, for example, in the letter Ra, in the letter Ra, we have different types of pronunciation. The point of articulation is the same. So, makharij al-huruf, makhraj al-huruf is the same. But when it comes to the qualities, there is a quality that is always there for Ra, and you cannot omit it. It's always there. It's a natural quality of Ra. That's also there. But there is another quality that has to do with the surrounding letters. So when we put the Ra in a word, and then we look at the previous word, previous letter, or the when we look at the vowels preceding the Ra, or the vowels that the Ra itself carries, so the situation changes. The quality of pronouncing the letter changes. So these are called Ahkam al-Huruf. The qualities, the rules, and the changes which occur to the pronunciation of the letters when combined with other letters. So these are called Ahkam al-Huruf. These are the points that we are going to cover, inshallah, in this course of Tajweed. The sixth section of the book is the points of articulation. So we are going to start with the first area of Tajweed, which is Makharijul Huruf. Makharijul Huruf, or the points of articulation of the letters. Now we want to start with this area. As you have studied in the previous book of this series, you have got familiar with the Arabic alphabet. There are 28 letters in the Arabic alphabet. Actually, some say there is 29. There is a dispute over the Hamza being one of the letters or not being one of the letters, or Alif. So there are, the famous opinion is that there's 28 letters in Arabic, in the Arabic alphabet, and as we know, the Arabic language is read from right to left, unlike the English. So the Arabic alphabet is like, there is Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha, Kha, Dal, Dal, Ra, Za, Sin, Shin, Sad, Bad, Ba, Ba, Ayn, Ghain, Fa, Qaf, Kaf, Lam, Mim, Noon, Waw, Ha, Waw, Ya. These are the Arabic letters, actually I pronounced the names of the letters as we have in English, A, B, C. These are the names of the letters. In Arabic also, the letters have names. Makharij is, as I said, the plural form of makhraj. Makhraj means the point of articulation of letters. Actually, there is one way in order to feel the makhraj of a given letter. We can add a hamza with fatha before that letter and then give sakin to the letter itself to be able to feel the pronunciation of the letter. Like if we want to know the point of articulation of fa, we can put a hamza with fatha before fa and then give sukun to the tha and pronounce it like af, af, af. So this way we can realize that the pronunciation of tha is the tip of the tongue touches the front teeth. Af, af. For any other letters, for any other letter we can do the same thing. As you know, the most of the letters in the Arabic language are similar to the letters in the other languages. So there are equivalents, in other words, there are equivalents for many of the Arabic letters in other languages. And there are only a couple of or a few letters which are different from other languages or probably you cannot find them in other languages. There is no equivalent for them in other languages. There are 9 letters which are considered to be difficult letters in the Arabic alphabet. And these 9 letters are ha, kha, sad, bad, ta, va, ayn, ghain, and qaf. These are the 9 letters that are a little bit difficult. I mean, difficult doesn't mean that they are difficult. It means that, I mean, there is no equivalent for them in the in English or in some other languages, in many other languages. So starting with the first 4 letters of these letters, the 4 letters mentioned below articulate from the throat along with these 2 other letters. Basically, al-huruf al-halqi, or the letters which are pronounced from the halq, or from the throat, are 6. There are 6 letters in Arabic that are called al-huruf al-halqiyah, or the letters which are pronounced from the throat. 2 of them are very simple, and we have the equivalent of them in other languages. And those 2 are hamza and ha. Hamza is like a glottal stop. Hamza is like a glottal stop, as if you cut the air when it is blowing. Like when you say and this beginning, the beginning of the word and or it, this is hamza. This is exactly the pronunciation of hamza in Arabic. It and this pronunciation, which is from the throat, is the equivalent of hamza in Arabic. So this is very easy and very simple. And also ha, the second letter, which is from the throat and which is very simple, is ha. So it's very simple. It's like the pronunciation of H in English in many words. Like we say he, has, have, and so on and so forth. So it comes from the throat, and it's just very easy. It's just the same as ha, or the same as h in many English words. But the other four letters, ha, kha, ayn, and kha. As for ayn, the pronunciation of ayn, the makhraj or the point of articulation is from the mid throat. Ayn is somehow similar to hamza, but it comes from the middle of the throat. So it sounds like a, 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 a. So hamza is very simple, the same as it, and but ayn comes from the middle of the throat and it sounds like this, a, a, ya'ani, a'la, a'la. So it comes from the middle of the throat. And the letter ha is just above the makhraj of ayn a little bit, and it has a sharper sound than ha. So ha is almost like, as we said, ha is like h in many of the Arabic, of the English words. He, has, had. But ha is is pronounced in the same way, which is the blow of the air from the throat, but it is from the middle of the throat, and it is sharper than ha. So it sounds like ha, 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 ha. Maybe you can say that it sounds like when you want to clear your throat, ha. It is pronounced from the that point, and sounds like when the person tries to clear throat. That is the point of the articulation of ha. Then we have ghain and kha. Ghain, its makhraj is and the part of the throat nearest to the mouth. So this ghain and kha, these two letters are also pronounced from the halq or from the throat, but that part of the throat which is very close to the area of our mouth is pronounced, ghain is pronounced from the point that from that point of our throat where we do gargling, and the sound, it sounds like gha, 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 gha. So it comes from the point of that point of our throat which is very close to our mouth, and that is the point that we do gargling. So ghain, gha, and kha follows the makhraj of the letter ghain. It's like kha, kha. And in the Scotland, in Scotland there is a word that is pronounced like kha in Arabic, and that is in the word Loch Ness. And we have this this letter in the German language and in some other languages. So we just finished the pronunciation of four difficult letters in Arabic, which are ha, ayn, ghain, and kha. Next session, inshallah, we'll continue with the other five letters, and we'll explain the point of articulation of these letters. Wasallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.